I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. Across Central America, a mysterious epidemic of kidney disease is killing large numbers of men. Chronic kidney disease is now the second leading cause of death among men in El Salvador. In Nicaragua, more men die from kidney failure than from HIV and diabetes combined. Scientists don't know what's causing the epidemic, but there's growing evidence that the men may be, quite literally, working themselves to death. We've been looking into this story with the International Consortium of Investigative Journalists. It's a project of the Center for Public Integrity. Reporter Kate Sheehy filed this story for us.
In the western lowlands of Nicaragua, in a region of vast sugarcane fields, sits the tiny community of La Isla. The small houses are a patchwork of concrete and wood. Pieces of cloth serve as doors. Maldiel Martinez emerges from his house to greet me.
Ayer me dieron fiebre, si ahorita el cuerpo lo tengo.
Yesterday, I had a fever, he says. I feel weak today. He's pale, and his cheekbones protrude from his face. He hunches over like an old man. He's only 19 years old.
Por esta enfermedad que a veces se nos dispara.
The way this sickness is, he says, it can take you down all of a sudden. Maldiel's kidneys are failing. They don't perform the essential function of filtering waste from his body. He's being poisoned from the inside. When Maldiel got sick at 17, he was already familiar with this disease, and he knew how it might end. He says he thought about his father and grandfather, who died of the same disease. Three of his brothers have it too. All of them worked in the sugarcane fields. Kidney disease has killed so many men here that locals now call their community not simply La Isla, which means the island, but La Isla de las Viudas, the island of widows. And the epidemic extends far beyond here, all along the Pacific coast of Central America, across six countries. El Salvador's health minister recently called on the international community for help. She said the epidemic is, quote, wasting away our populations. At a health clinic in El Salvador, in the farming region of Bajolempa, Dr. Carlos Orantes recently conducted a study. He found that a quarter of the men in this area suffer from chronic kidney disease. What's more, he says, most of the men who are sick show no signs of high blood pressure or diabetes. Those are the most common causes of chronic kidney disease elsewhere in the world.
Pero además, identificamos que el 54.7%.
This means that more than half of the population we studied has chronic kidney disease from unknown causes.
Orante says what all these men have in common is farm work. He believes a major cause of their kidney damage is toxic chemicals, pesticides and herbicides routinely used here in agriculture.
Estos agroquímicos son prohibidos en Estados Unidos.
These chemicals are banned in the United States, in Europe and Canada, and they are used here without any protection and in large amounts that are very concerning.
But he says he's not ready to rule out other possible causes. For instance, the overuse of painkillers like Tylenol can damage the kidneys. So can drinking too much alcohol. He says both are major problems here. In Nicaragua, the disease is prevalent among sugarcane workers and has become a political issue. In 2006, the World Bank gave a loan to Nicaragua's largest sugar company to build an ethanol plant. Workers filed a complaint. They charged that the loan violated the bank's standards for worker safety and environmental practices. In response, the World Bank agreed to fund a study to try to identify the cause of the epidemic. Scientists from Boston University have been conducting that study, and they've started to zero in on some answers.
The evidence points us most strongly to a hypothesis that heat stress might be a cause of this disease.
That's Daniel Brooks. He's leading BU's research. His team has looked broadly at the kinds of men who are falling ill and found it's not just sugarcane workers. He says miners and port workers also suffer high rates of kidney disease, yet they're not exposed to farm chemicals. What these men have in common, he says, is they all work long hours in extreme heat.
Day after day of hard manual labor in hot conditions without sufficient replacement of fluids could lead to effects on the kidney that are not obvious at first, but over time accumulate to the point that it enters into a disease state. This has never been so far shown to cause chronic kidney disease, so we would be talking about a new mechanism that has not so far been described in the scientific literature.
But Brooks says a new preliminary study bolsters this hypothesis. His team tested blood and urine from sugarcane workers who performed different kinds of jobs. The scientists found more evidence of kidney damage in the workers who have more strenuous jobs outside. Professor Aurora Aragon of Nicaragua's National University in León says this explanation makes sense. She's long suspected that part of the problem is the way sugarcane workers are compensated. They receive more money the more sugarcane they cut.
This way of working forces people to do more than they are able to do, and this is not good for their health.
Indeed, sugarcane cutters say they often work 12-hour days in intense heat, with little or no time to rest, and without water breaks. Jose Donald Cortez cut sugarcane for 18 years.
Pero en el trabajo del campo te daba mareo.
Working in the field made us feel dizzy and nauseous. We often had fevers.
Cortez now has kidney disease and heads an organization of 6 sugarcane workers in Nicaragua. He's convinced that something on the sugar plantations is causing kidney disease. Whatever it is, he says, those who are ill need treatment with dialysis, which can keep them alive when their kidneys fail. But few can get it because dialysis is extremely expensive and rarely available.
Preguntarle al Minsa.
If you ask the Ministry of Health, they say they don't have the money. If you ask the sugar company if they are responsible, they say no.
For their part, the sugarcane companies say they're not convinced that farm chemicals or working conditions on their plantations are to blame for the epidemic. Still, they say they try to protect their workers' health. One conglomerate that owns several sugar plantations in Central America, the Payless Group, says it started giving workers an hour lunch break and now employs social workers to make sure the men drink water. The company also routinely tests its workers' kidney function. Company spokesman Ariel Granera says if someone is found to have kidney disease, the worker is let go out of concern, he says, for the worker's well-being.
This person receives a one-time payment from us, as is required under Nicaraguan law, and then they are passed on to Social Security.
But the sick workers who've been dismissed say what they receive from the companies and from Social Security isn't enough to live on. Plus, when they lose their jobs, they lose health benefits that include the right to be treated at company clinics. Back in the community of La Isla, family members gather at the house of one worker who recently died. The man's daughter says workers who get sick and lose their jobs are in a desperate situation.
No hay otra forma como sostener a la familia.
There is no alternative, she says. No other way to support a family. And so, she says, the men make a desperate choice. They go to work for contractors who don't check for kidney disease and provide the men with false identities.
Entonces, esa gente sufre.
The men suffer. They're sick, sometimes vomiting. But she says they return to work in the same sugarcane fields they believe are killing them. For The World, I'm Kate Sheehy, La Isla, Nicaragua.
We've got a lot more on this story from our partners at the International Consortium of Investigative Journalists. Learn how the U.S. promoted sugarcane production in Central America and resisted global attention to the kidney disease epidemic. You'll also find a slideshow from hard-hit villages in Nicaragua. That's all at theworld.org.